Professional basketball is becoming more of an international sport, even within the borders of the United States. There are nearly 80 foreign-born players in the NBA. That's an all-time high. Commentator Frank DeFord has been watching those players and a European-trained coach.
A dozen years ago, when I was in Italy working on a soccer story, an American expat named Mike D'Antoni somehow heard I was around, and desperate for some sports skinny from back home, he traced me down. Already then, he'd been playing and coaching basketball in Italy for 2 decades and was hugely popular in the land of his ancestors. He still dreamed, he said, but he never really expected ever to get a chance to coach back home in the NBA. But as more and more European players began to make it in the NBA, D'Antoni's name began to surface. It's a matter of race, so everybody is uncomfortable about the subject, but the question kept demanding an answer. If white men can't jump, if they have what whites and blacks alike in basketball call the white man's disease, well, then why was it that guys with white skin coming out of Europe could play in the NBA, while their pasty Caucasian cousins who grew up playing basketball in greater numbers in this very homeland of basketball couldn't cut it in America's big league? Obviously, maybe nurture counted as much as nature. Now, the European system is not without sin. It doesn't much let education get in the way of a good jump shot. Still, in Europe, they don't just throw it up and play games. They practice. They work on fundamentals. But anybody reasonable also has to wonder, maybe it isn't just the system. Maybe the coaches matter, too. So in 1998, the Denver Nuggets took a shot and hired D'Antoni. Alas, it was a bad team and a season truncated by lockout, and D'Antoni was fired. But last year when Phoenix imploded, he got a second chance, and today he's completely turned a loser into a winner. And he's done it his way, the same way he coached against the fashionable slowdown style in Europe, run and gun, using his offense to wear down the opposition's defense. Not only do the Suns have about as good a record as there is in the league, but they're a joy to watch, fast-breaking, pumping up three-pointers, leading the league in scoring. Coincidentally, a second Western team, Seattle, another slowdown loser last season, is now winning with a similar sort of up-tempo game, and the league's best team, the San Antonio Spurs, feature four starters born outside the United States, with two European point guards running their retro give-and-go offense. You can't help but wonder that if we could have just taken the best U.S. players off these three teams, thrown in a couple more guys willing to play Euro ball and let D'Antoni coach them his way, then the United States might have won that gold medal in Athens. We always like to think that so much of the chic modern global culture emanates here. But we're old enough now to get set in our ways, too. It would seem that the best thing that's happened to the NBA and the USA is an American coach who found America's game in Europe, but coached it strictly his way and then brought it back home and showed the natives how best to play their own game.
Those are the comments of Frank DeFord, All-American, senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.